Here we go. We are on page, oh, you can hear from there, page 123 in the Art Scroll, the second paragraph, thank you. And in the Feldheim, we are page 40 mem, middle paragraph. All we need is 10 minutes a night, 10 minutes a day. We'll keep the Yetzirah away and we'll change your life. 10 minutes, that's it. People think that you need big, big changes. 10 minutes a day, we'll go through them. It's Hashem. We're going to go through the entire Sefer, Bez Hashem, with the help of Hashem, together. Here we go. Now, if you ask the mouth of the lazy one, it's funny that he says the mouth of the lazy one. He doesn't say him Tishal Es Ha'atzel. You ask the mouth of the lazy one. We're a page, what are you, Art Scroll? Which page? 123. 123. Vim Tishal Es Pi Ha'atzel. If you ask the mouth of the lazy man. He's got a lot to say. The lazy man has a lot to say. The lazy man always has a lot to say. You know the pshat they say. I heard this from my Rosh Yeshiva, from Rabbi Yeager. I don't know who it's from. Could be the Chavetz Chaim. That he said over, that the from the tzaddikim, that the body is versus the mouth. The mouth can run and run and run and run and run and run and run. But the body is lazy. Halavai, the body will run and run and run, and the mouth will shut itself. That's the way it's supposed to be, right? But the lazy man, okay, I'm going to say this for this year, we could say it. Talk, the guy who talks and talks and talks is usually the lazy guy. Stop talking. Stop talking so much. What do you got to say? You got to do. So, Tishal is Pia Utzel. He says he's going to go and he's going to tell you Mama Chachamim, he's a big philosopher, and he's got Mikros Ben Aksuvim, Vatainus Ben Asechel. He's got all the thoughts he's thinking. Asher Kuro Merlefidaita Meshubeshas, all according to his faulty reasoning. The whole agenda of all of his talk is for one reason, to justify his laziness. And it doesn't come from his page 40 in the middle. It doesn't come from his shikol hadas. It doesn't come from his balanced brain. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for the holy Ramchal. It comes from his laziness. Because it pushes him and it overtakes him. So Memela, it messes up his brain. He won't listen to anybody. He knows better than everybody else. Shlomo Melech screams. He says, Chacham Atzel Be'enav Meshiva Meshivetam. The Chacham, right? The Chacham is Atzel Be'enav. Why am I not knowing what this means? Wow. How do I not know that? Right, Chacham is Atzel in his own eyes. In his own brain, he's smarter than everybody else. This guy tells you this, this guy tells you this, this guy tells you this. No, I know better than everybody. The lazy man thinks he knows better than everybody. Because the laziness, you hear how powerful it is? It's not the brain. It's his laziness is so strong that it blocks anyone from telling him what to do. So he won't accept it from anyone. I'm the only one who understands. Right? Many times there's nobody else who gets it. They don't get it. Nobody can understand me. I'm different. I'm this, I'm that. That is built from laziness. He goes off a little bit on this, and he says, somebody who is poirish, the leniency, the laziness needs to be checked. Why? He says a person has to be careful when you are abstaining from things. A lot of times it could come from laziness, not from doing what you want to be doing. It could come from laziness that you're not doing the things that you want to be doing. You think that it's coming because you're a big tzaddik, but it could become, right? A guy says, oh, I don't know, just an example. A guy says, oh, you know, I don't talk to girls. Yeah, because you have low self-esteem and you're afraid to talk to girls. You're not so frum. You're not frum. You just have trouble. But yeah, or you're not comfortable with something about yourself. You think because you're a big tzaddik. You're not a big tzaddik. So that's what he says. Now you could check, and you could check it. We got to push, like we spoke about Avram Avinu today. We spoke about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was in so much pain. He was in so much pain, but he was able to push it off. Push off the pain and say, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to push myself. There's no greater feeling when a person does that. When he goes ahead and it's hard for him and he pushes himself. It's painful. And you push yourself to go against your laziness. You push yourself to take your phone and you chuck it. Throw it away. Throw your phone away. Throw it in the garbage. Throw it away. Take it's not just about getting a filter. Throw it away. Throw it away. Because it makes you more lazy. All it does is make you just sit more in you. They do, and then they understand. We are not angels, and Hashem made us not angels. Right, the angels, to be an angel. The Gemara says the tzaddikim are greater than angels because the angels don't have our physical bodies, but we could push ourselves to be higher than an angel. I was quick. I didn't wait. Lishmar mitzvah secha. To be shomer your mitzvahs. To jump to do a mitzvah. To jump to go ahead and do something, to do something for somebody else, to push yourself to get up earlier, get up 2 minutes earlier, get up, push yourself to learn a little bit, to do a little bit more, a little bit more, send a message to your family, do a little thing, send a message to your sister, to your brother, oh, I haven't spoken to her, I haven't sent a message, send a little thing, a tiny little thing. 8 minutes and 14 seconds, and we are stopping here just to prove that 8 minutes and 14 seconds can make a difference. Well, you know what's going to happen. We're going to end up having a two-minute shiur, right? That's what we're going to end up having, just to prove that 2 minutes a day keeps the Yetzirah away. Have a wonderful day, everybody. That's it. 8 minutes, 32 seconds. 8 minutes. The whole yeshiva should come to this shiur. Yes. Yes. 8 minutes. Who doesn't have 8 minutes? Who doesn't have 8 minutes at 32? Right, Meshulam? We know you're listening. Who is that over there? Yeah. What's everybody afraid of? They're afraid to hear the truth.
You should both 28 minutes.
Extreme comment.
What?
Is it done?
Yeah, but you got to.